Back in 1938, the first board of directors of the precursor to the Delta Montrose Electrical Association had two women serving on it. Today there's only one woman, but she's the president. Nancy Hovde spoke about the boldness of early DMEA directors and compared their visionary actions to those of the current board's decision to build on broadband capacity to provide internet service in Delta and Montrose counties.
On May 28th of this year, after recognizing that DMEA service territory is one of the most underserved areas in the country for broadband, the DMEA board approved spending up to $3.9 million to string fiber optics to DMEA substations. But DMEA realized we're in a unique position where we own fiber assets and can install enough additional capacity over what DMEA needs at a low cost, whereas private industry, just like in the 30s, has been unwilling to make the much-needed investment to improve reliability and lower prices.
As keynote speaker, renewable energy expert Randy Udall praised DMEA's South Canal hydroelectric project and talked about the falling prices of solar and wind energy. But his favorite subject was the methane capture at the West Elk Mine.
In November last year, we had a dedication of the first coal mine methane to electricity project west of the Mississippi, and one of only two in the entire country. This was at the Elk Creek Mine up around Somerset. I think somebody mentioned that the three mines around Somerset produce more than 1% of America's coal. And coal's been mined here for more than 100 years. And the mines have been venting a lot of methane, and they need to do that. No one, you know, has any objection to it. Federal law requires them to do it. But this methane is a powerful greenhouse gas, and it's also a very valuable natural resource. The total methane being vented from the coal mines is worth about, if you could capture it and put it to use, it's worth about $10 million a year. 1 pound of CH4 methane has the same warming impact as 21 pounds of carbon dioxide. So if we really get serious about trying to slow climate change, we're really going to focus as a society on methane much more than we have so far today. Senate Bill 252, that was very controversial, didn't really recognize that coal mine methane is actually, from a climate perspective, it's four times better than generating a megawatt hour from wind or solar or biomass. It's the best bang for your buck.
Finally, it was time to hear the election results. They were predictable. For the seat representing the North Fork, outspoken Democrat Ed Marston was defeated by former Republican County Commissioner Olin Lund by more than 1,100 votes. Incumbent Tony Prendergast defeated Kay Hineshaw by about 800 votes in the Crawford region, and Jim Elder beat Erica Lewis Kennedy by more than 1,200 votes in the Montrose district. Of the more than 30,000 households in the membership, 6,675 valid ballots were cast in the election, and about 100 people attended the annual meeting. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.